Ramsey TV.
It's the world's most outspoken Bible scholar here. That is true. Yes, yes, voted unanimously. 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommended me as the world's most outspoken Bible scholar. I don't know what the 5th dentist said, but I'm worthy of the title, I do believe. Thank you very much. And the big topic today is Antichrist. Because, as you know, we are getting closer and closer to the end of this eon, which means we're closer to the snatching away. This is all great news, which means the Antichrist is on the scene. You know, God means what he says. He says what he means. This is not some pie-in-the-sky thing. And because the Antichrist hasn't shown up yet, or because some of these prophecies haven't occurred yet, it's not my fault. God is true to his promises. He is not slack concerning his promises. And it doesn't matter how much time has gone by. All the scoffing that is going on in some corners. Peter deals with these scoffers when he said, scoffers will come with their scoffing. And they think that because nothing has happened recently, that nothing's going to happen. It's just, that's so illogical. It doesn't even make sense. And it's illogical. Peter reminds his audience that there were traumas to this earth. There was a disruption of the world. There was a flood of Noah. And the people of that day didn't think anything was going to happen. And everything was calm right up until the flood came. In the days of Noah, this always fascinates me, and I bring it up now and then. The hours before the flood, one of the most epic events of the Aeonian times, the hours before, there's no indication. Maybe some dogs were whining. Shut up, Fifi. Listen to Fifi. Fifi's plugged in to the deity. I am not taking back anything I've said about these being the final months of Millennium 6. That's right. I've upgraded from the final years of Millennium 6, which I spoke about during the Revelation series, to the final months of Millennium 6. And some people might say, why doesn't that make you happy? Why aren't you more excited about it, Martin? It's because, well, let's just take the snatching away. This might be a subtopic, but I don't know anything about it. I know it's going to happen. I have nothing to relate it to here on earth. So I can look forward to having fried chicken for dinner. I might get excited about that. You might see me raise my eyebrows. We're having fried chicken for dinner. But then the snatching away, I'm more somber. I'm more serious about it. I can't jump up and down about it because I don't know how it's going to feel. I know it's going to happen. Don't get me wrong there. But this is a very serious thing, and it is a mind-bending thing, and the mind is bent so much that the mind can't relate it to anything in my past, in our past, really. And nothing in the Aeonian past, nothing like this has happened except with our Lord Jesus Christ. He was taken into heaven. Yes, Elijah was taken into heaven. Okay, yeah. Who was the guy in Acts? Philip with the Ethiopian eunuch. Philip was translated and showed up somewhere else, but he was just taken somewhere else on the same planet, and so is Elijah. None of these people were taken into the celestial realm to become new creatures, but that will happen with us. So the Antichrist is alive, and I still think, and every day I think it more and more, that DJT, Donald Trump, is the man, because look at how everything's being set up. And I think it's astounding that his terms as president were separated by this 4-year period that has now become so bad. And the sock puppet in the White House now has brought things to such a crisis. And it's touching, so the negativity of it is touching so many people's lives, that now you have people who hated the orange guy, just hated him with Trump derangement syndrome, not knowing why they hate him. And they are now wanting him back. And even though they might have to save face in any public conversations about it with their friends or family. Oh, Trump, that's a terrible guy. When they get in the voting booth, they're going to vote for him. And I know there's still that problem with, you know, that whole process there. But I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen, because I do believe that there's going to be a real curveball thrown here in the next month. No, in the next year. I don't think there's any way that the Democrats will run the sock puppet, oatmeal brains. It's just impossible. Because all the polls now say that he is trailing DJT in the general election. We all know that DJT is going to be the nominee. That's a foregone conclusion. But the Democrats will do anything, because Trump means the end of the, I gotta be careful with my terminology here. There are a group of people who are not voted for, who are actually operating the government under the people that you look at who seem to be obviously running the government. The people who seem obviously to be running the government really are not. There's a underground operation, not literally under the ground, but there's a covert cabal of people who are very powerful, who are unelected, and who are coordinated with other powerful people in the world to work their will upon the people. And the last thing they want is a democracy. They don't want the people dictating to them what they want. They want to dictate to the people what they want. And what this small cabal of people wants is power. They want a communist state, but they want it worldwide. They're never going to call it communism. They call it socialism, but that's a secret word, really, for communism. And so is progressivism. It's the same thing. It's concentrated power, where the people in charge, the people who want to be in charge, want to do away with elections. They want to do away with the will of the people, and they want to work their will upon the people. Because, again, some people have a lust for power. And the one man standing in the way of this is DJT. And it's so disturbing to me to hear people who I know hate socialism and hate communism and want freedom, freedom-loving people, and yet they disparage Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, you're disparaging the man who's standing in the way of your life becoming a living hell, of this country becoming a gulag. There are people who really want to reduce the United States and the rest of the world to rubble. And I will change one vowel there, and I will say they want to reduce it to rabble, where there are two classes of people, the ruling class and the rest, serfs, slaves. And yet, having the people think that, oh, it's so kind and benevolent of their leaders to let them live in a tiny apartment, or to let them drive once a month, or to give them their ration of baked beans. It's just, that's what a group of powerful people want. And you see, that's never been done on a worldwide scale. It's been done on smaller scales, done in Cuba. It's being done in North Korea. It's being done in Venezuela, China. The people have a delusion that they're maybe having a say in their government, but they don't. It's authoritarianism. It's centralized government, statism. It's communism. And Donald Trump is a threat to all of these people, because he touches a chord among a lot of people on the planet who do want freedom, who do want to be able to speak freely, who don't want their government watching over them all the time, who want to be able to work and live and do what they want without hurting other people. They want to make a living for their families, and they want to keep the money that they make. and they want individualism. And this is, individualism is the enemy of statism. Freedom is the enemy of tyranny. Because when the people have power, then the leaders don't. And when Donald Trump said at his inauguration in January of 2017, January 20th to be exact, he said, I am going to take power away from Washington, D.C. and give it back to the people. And that is Washington, D.C.'s nightmare. And the thing is, there's enough popular support for this because there are more people with us than there are with them. But the minority yell louder and they protest louder and they make you think, they whine. I should say that really, that's all you need. They whine more and they make you think that they're the majority, but they're not. They're the minority. So I see DJT as the one who's going to take back the reins of power and become the white horse rider of Revelation, i.e. the Antichrist. Because in my mind, there's no other way that this thing can go other than someone rescuing us from the tyranny, from the bumbling, from the idiocy of the last 4 years that has made the world a shakier place, brought us to war, wrecked economies around the world, brought uncertainty around the world. That stuff didn't happen under Donald Trump. And people are starting to realize that, and the Democrats are scared as hell of it. And they realize now because of the polls that Biden can't beat Trump. So they're going to run somebody else. Who are they going to run? I guess the way I understand it, at the convention next year, they can put somebody else in. I made a show about the assassination of the Antichrist, and I said that there are people who want to put a ball of lead into the body of Donald Trump. But you know, now I think that these same people, if the rotting bag of oatmeal doesn't step down, there will be people who want to do that to him, to get him out, to say your time's over, we're done, you're finished being a useful idiot for us, now we're going to put you on the sidelines. He's not going to want to go, but he's going to go. And who will step into his place? Well, a lot of people think that would be Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. This is why I believe that will happen. I don't know that for sure. Other people are saying Michelle Obama. I don't think that's a good move. I don't even think she wants it, but I don't know. I do know Gavin Newsom wants it bad. But this guy is the perfect picture of how the Christians view the Antichrist. Slick, you know, slick back hair, cuts a dashing figure, always well-dressed, uses his words with great aplomb and precision, and yet is the slimiest snake you'll ever want to see. And that describes this guy. That describes him to a T. He has wrecked the state of California. Wrecked it. I told you last week that if you look at all the, I was comparing freedom with tyranny, big government with small government, and if you look at all the cities in America that are run by big governments, that is, Democrats, the cities are falling apart. And California has for years been a Democratic state, and the cities are run by Democrats, and it's falling apart because the policies don't work, proven not to work. And when these policies come to their fruition, you have Venezuela, North Korea, Cuba, and China. That's what results in top-heavy government. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. And so I think that in 2024, it's going to be Trump versus Gavin Newsom. And people are scared about that. I can see why. because this guy's slick. He's just a consummate politician. He'll say anything. He'll do anything. The guy just wants power. And he's so smooth. He's so slick. He's like Satan in the Garden of Eden. So many people are so shallow that they will fall for whatever smooth, honey, sweet-smelling savor comes from this guy's lips. But he's a freaking liar. He lies about his accomplishments in California. The only accomplishment I know of in California is that he's driven more people out of the state than ever. There's a great exodus from California. And so DJT will be bringing this up constantly during the debates before the presidential election. Is it possible that it'll be Biden-Trump? I don't see how it's... I hope it is. I really hope it is. That would be so entertaining to watch these two debate. I really would hope so, but there's just no way. There's no way the Democrats are going to let that happen. So they're going to bring out this slick politician, the snake, the serpent, the reptile, and that's Gavin Newsom. So the question is, a lot of people would be scared, can Gavin Newsom win? Well, he had a hell of a lot better chance of winning than Biden because he's a great liar. And then here's Trump, who has actual track record. A good track record, and yet we know that Donald is messy, which we all love. I love it. Not everybody in my audience loves it, so forgive me for this show if you don't like the topic. But we're talking about end time truths here, and these are important considerations, and I'm interested to see what's going to happen. Because I know where we are on the Aeonian calendar. I know where we are on the 6,000-year plan of God. And I see all the signs coming into place. And look at this, the stage that has been set, the decimation that has happened in the last 4 years, the destruction of everything Trump built with the illegal immigration. And he had no wars. He was building a wall. There were no wars. Unemployment at its lowest levels. No, you can argue that if you want, but it won't work because the Bureau of Labor and Statistics has the facts that the unemployment rate was the lowest. Everybody was working. Gas was down there. And there were no wars. Again, just over and over and over. And this is while being hamstrung. This is while they were telling heinous lies. They will stop at nothing. They made up the whole Russian thing was a lie. It was a lie. The whole thing was a lie. Some people still think it was true, which is mind-boggling to me. But anyway... And then they had fake impeachments. It was just fake impeachments. Yeah, it's just, and that was getting comical. I mean, not for Trump. I can't, only guy I know who can go through all this with a smile on his face or a scowl, I should say, but he still laughs at it. It's amazing to me, but it's almost getting comical in that the charges are getting more ridiculous and more stupid and more desperate so that more and more people are seeing it. As I told you, evil always overplays its hand, always. Satan overplays its hands. The progressives overplay their hand. They always go too far, and then people see what's going on. It's, holy crap. Holy crap. They really don't like this guy, and they're bringing up bogus charges against him. So what are they? Well, why don't they want a fair fight? Why don't they want a fair fight? Maybe there's more here that we're not seeing. Yes, and people are waking up. They're getting red-pilled. The red pills are popping everywhere. People are getting it. And there's a groundswell of support now for the Orange Man. I just love it myself. And I, even though I think he's going to become the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, I still love it. I got the best of both worlds. Might get $1 a gallon gas next year or the year after that, if we're still here, God forbid. And then, he's the man of lawlessness. I would love to see the enemies vanquished. I would love to see corruption ended. The rotting bag of oatmeal is the most corrupt person that's ever been in that office. And that's going to be exposed. And I love it. I would love all these people to go to jail because they're criminals. But of course, in this country, I don't know about your country, but in my country, we have a two-tiered justice system. The people who are the left is protected by the agencies of the United States. And if the right, anybody on the right sneezes wrong, they go to jail. That's how it works here right now. Trump's going to end all that, and they know it, because he's bragging about it. I'm going to end all that. I'm going to end it. Whoo, they don't like that. So it's going to be Newsom, Gavin Newsom. Here's what I think. I don't think there's any way. I mean, I'll be disappointed in God if Gavin Newsom wins in 2024. I'll be disappointed in God. But this is why. It's just like he's the Antichrist of cartoon books. He's the Antichrist of the movies Left Behind. He's just like so obvious, the Antichrist. And I've said for a long time that if Christians say that that's the Antichrist, there's the Antichrist, then that can't be the Antichrist, because even the elect would be deceived if possible, Jesus said. So even if the elect would be deceived, sure as hell the Christians will be deceived. And so with Trump, they really are going to be deceived because they love Trump. I love the guy too, on a certain level. I mean, I know he's a fake Christian, and I know all that, and I know he's not a very moral person, but hell of a businessman, and he did a good job running the country. And I like to see these, I'm sorry, idiots on the left put in their place. So, but the thing is, here's what I think is being set up. I think that if this showdown between Trump and the Lizard Man happens, Orange Man versus Lizard Man, I think if this happens, all the polling is going to say Lizard Man wins. It's going to be just like 2016 with Hillary. It's going to be just like 2016. And remember how crazy it was when Trump was like, there's 90% chance that Trump is going to lose, Hillary's going to win. And the polling was so lopsided right before the election that the pantsuit lady didn't even go to states she should have gone to in the last week to try to promote her sickly self. And so Orange Man won. That was an amazing night. I think the same thing's going to happen. That wouldn't happen if he runs against the rotting bag of oatmeal, because it's like, okay, this is going to be a slaughter. And I don't think they could even cheat their way out of that. I don't think all the cheating in the world is not going to overcome the groundswell of support for Trump and the distrust and really hatred. Feel sorry for this guy. Get him off the stage. He's a rotting bag of oatmeal. I just think it's going to be too obvious. So it's going to be exciting, but not for me. It's just going to emphasize even more. It's going to be more spectacular again when Trump wins against Newsom. Oh, this slick politician and this loudmouth brash guy from Queens. How can the brash, loudmouth, McDonald's eating, a little overweight, smartass from Queens beat the slick, fit, handsome, debonair, dashing, slick back haired lizard man from California? But then he does, and it gives him even more shimmer, even more shine on him, than even more of a halo. That's what I see. Now, I hope it's Biden. I really do. But I don't think the Democrats aren't going to let that happen. And I don't think Lizard Man can win. What if he does? Then we're farther along in the Aeonian times concerning as far as Aeon 3 is concerned than we thought. Because the deception will have been over, and it's going to be instant evil. If the Lizard Man would win, then everything doubles. Everything that the running bag of oatmeal is done gets doubled down on. And within a short period of time, we have a one-party system in the United States. And that's not good. A one-party system means that there are no more choices. And everything that the progressives have wanted for years is going to happen. And boom, it's a dark place. It's a dark, dark place. And then we go instantly into the tribulation. God says, nope, no more of this. But with a Trumpster, you have the white. And like, I would be, where's the white horse rider? What happened to the white horse rider? We have the evil man from California. It's not a white horse rider. He's not conquering over anything. He's digging the world into a hole, at least digging the United States into a hole. Can't see it. Can't see it. If I'm wrong, then boom. We're farther into the tribulation already. if I'm wrong and that guy wins, we're farther, we're in, already in the tribulation. When would it have started? I don't know that for sure. But when the Trumpster wins, then we have the perfect scenario set up by Revelation, the white horse rider, the conqueror, right? The man of lawlessness is going to be a conqueror. The Christians love him. The whole world falls at his feet. And you only have that small, evil, unsettled cabal of people who are just going to be, you know, always antagonistic, always Trump haters, no matter what. The guy cures cancer, they're going to hate him no matter what. So just going to be this seething mass of pissed off people. But that's okay, because the majority are going to be happy. So you're always going to have some pissed off people, even when there's peace and plenty upon the earth. Same thing happens at the end of the 1,000 years. How can the 1,000-year millennium possibly have any pissed off people in it? But it does. And when Satan is loosed from his jail at the end, he goes and finds a rebellion. He gets up a rebellion. So there's still people who are grumbling and like, we're not going to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast. Are you kidding me? Hey, man, it hasn't rained in a few years. Yeah, well, I guess we better go up to Jerusalem. See, there's always somebody going to be some grumblers. If the lizard man wins, the grumblers are going to be at least 50-50. That's not the Antichrist. The Antichrist is luscious support. Lush and luscious support from most of the world. It's a global phenomenon, you see. The lizard man would divide people. Trump is going to unite people. And because of the trauma and the wreckedness, the destruction of the world in the last 4 years, it is setting the stage for a white horse rider. And I don't see that being anybody. It could be somebody else, but I don't see that being anybody other than, it could be somebody else, but I don't see it being anybody other than DJT.